Southeast Alaska was inundated with gold miners in the 19th century, and West Chichagof was a popular destination. Although mines never approached the size and wealth of Juneau's Silver Bow Basin or Douglas, there was enough pay dirt to keep people interested. In fact, at one time, the West Chichagof mine and the community associated with it were bigger than Sitka. Here's Andrew Toms, executive director of the Sitka Conservation Society.
In the 1800s, when people settled that area, they probably came from all over the place, and that you had a combination of small claims that people who were just, you know, pan gold finders and speculators came up.
Tom says eventually companies came in and bought up smaller mining claims and began bigger excavations. But in time, as the gold ran out, so did the people. But that was over 100 years ago, and West Chichagof is wild once again, except for a 48-acre tract of the Yacobi Wilderness, better known as the Boomerlands. The city and borough of Sitka acquired the property in 1971 when the original landowners stopped paying taxes on it. The city subsequently leased the area to an outside company, which eventually prospected the land for minerals in the 80s and left the property badly damaged.
So the Boomer property that we're talking about up there is not the whole mine area. That is a inholding that somebody had as a mining claim. And they did work up there, and it kind of seemed like they just drove around a tractor and just wanted to use that tractor and did some pretty bad damage up there while they were working that. Never found any gold and just kind of gave up on the property.
Now Sitka is handing over the Boomerlands to the Forest Service, but it is not a giveaway. When the city raised the Blue Lake Dam by 83 feet last year, the reservoir grew in size and flooded the surrounding U.S.-owned wilderness. So, in exchange, the Sitka-owned Boomer property on Chichagof is now being surrendered back into the Yacobi Wilderness and into the hands of the United States. But making the 48-acre plot wild again is no easy task. The parties in the land swap have worked out a cleanup plan with the help of the Conservation Society.
The work that needed to be done there is that the property was really badly damaged. The person who owned it left a ton of trash up there. Some of it was toxic and stuff that you can't have out in the forest. And so the city and the Forest Service and Sitka Conservation Society worked out a plan to go and clean up that property and take care of everything before it was transferred back to the Forest Service.
The cleanup project has been in the works for a while now. Crews had to remove old sheds, a camping trailer, a bulldozer, and other wastes. The Sitka Assembly authorized $79,600 for the Boomer cleanup, which includes the cost of junk disposal. But after the area was cleared, it was just that, an empty, damaged land with no vegetation.
By the time the SCS and Forest Service crew got there, it was literally a case of trying to restore the hydrology of the site.
This is Luke Abair with SCS.
So the water's just running down these like roads and not flowing where it should do and stopping plants regrowing on it.
The crew started by laying down mats of vegetation sourced from around the area on top of the bare rock surface. They put down woody debris and other organic material to serve as a nursing ground for future plants and grass to grow. Channels were also dug in the area to reroute streams to their original channels.
Well, we spread a sort of native Southeast Alaskan native grass seed to because that will grow quickly and help to establish the or stabilize the soils. And then we also transplanted some little spruce seedlings and hemlock seedlings from the surrounding area.
The project is now in the hands of the Forest Service's Alaska Lands team. When the Boomerlands are fully restored, they will be another area people can go to enjoy the Tongass.
One of the, you know, a lot of people from Sitka go up to West Chichagof, and they go up there because it's a great place to hunt, it's a great place to fish, it's a great place for boating, there's commercial fishing up there, a lot of seiners work in that area, and people really appreciate it because it's wild country that you can go out and enjoy the wilderness and Alaska as it was before people were here.
So the next time locals go up to West Chichagof for a deer hunt, there won't be any worry of running across a dilapidated mining tractor. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Vanessa Walker.